Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined in the studio today by FCHS Vice Principal and Athletic Director Bobby Wells. How you doing, Bobby?
Doing good. I appreciate you having me out this morning, Tom.
Countdown has begun.
Yes.
First day is right around the corner.
Yes, it'll be here before we know it. August 19th is when our students will report for their first day. Teachers report the Thursday and Friday before that, and so it will be here really, really soon.
Okay, and that's a full day, right?
Yes, that is a full day on the 19th.
As required by law.
Yes, as required by law. We use that kind of as our first full day. We'll finish up with the distribution of our Chromebooks, as well as classroom rules, school rules, a variety of different programs that we have throughout the day. Like, just give you an example, last year we had former FCHS grad and U.S. Marshal Jimmy Milner came in last year.
Okay.
And gave a little talk about the dangers of social media outside of just our little realm here in Wayne County, you know. So we do quite a few different things on that first day, but it's a good day to get the kids acclimated and get us rolling off on the right foot.
Okay, and first football game is?
First football game will be at home on August 31st, playing the Cesar Vallejo Red Devils, and we will be on our new surface at that time. It's came in outstanding. Obviously, the longer we can stay off of it, the more growth that we're going to have and the thicker it's going to be, but we're really excited about that. The week before, we will be having our annual Meet the Mules on the 23rd. We're still going to kind of wait and see if we are going to actually have the football scrimmage on the game field as opposed to the practice field. Like I said, we could use it, but it's one of those things for a controlled scrimmage. There's really no reason to tear it up if we don't okay. feel like it's completely ready.
So it looks absolutely perfect for the first game on the
31st. As far as us, I'm not going to tell you the field will be absolutely perfect, but we will be playing a home football game on the 31st.
And it will look fabulous.
And it will look fabulous, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be back with Bobby Wells in just a few moments here on the Community Connection, so stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Do you know if you want to start a business in other countries, you have to get permission? If you want to start a business in here, you know what you do? By nightfall, you have an Etsy site, an eBay site, a Craigslist site, and it's all free. You can just decide, I'm in business. Ta-da! You don't need the government's permission, and you don't even need any money. You can just set up a website. You can do this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Bobby Wells, the Vice Principal and Athletic Director at Fairfield Community High School, and first game, 30th.
Yes, the 30th. That's my correction. While we're on that, though, the 31st, we are hosting our new FCHS Mules, Lady Mules Volleyball Kickoff Classic. We have 8 teams coming into our community on that day, ranging all the way from Staunton, Illinois, down
wow.
to Christopher. So it'll be a good day of volleyball there at FCHS on that Saturday, the 31st, after you watch the football game on the 30th.
Come Friday night for the football, stay Saturday for the volleyball.
Exactly. Just go home, please, have a night time. That's
you
the only thing that I ask.
Field, but,
yeah, you can't sleep in the field or can't sleep in the gym. I feel like at times I do that, but I guess that's the part of the requirements of the job, so
okay.
to speak.
All right, so registration is?
We finished up the 2 days of registration,
right.
And everything went very, very well with that, we felt. You still have plenty of time if you were not able to make it in. Of course, on Friday, we are still closed until our summer hours are open. But next week, we will be in the office Monday through Thursday, of course. So you can stop in and get registered if you didn't get to do that over those 2 days.
Okay. And then the next thing that comes up after registration is Mule Mania.
Yes.
So that's Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday the 7th. Annual event that we've had for all of our incoming freshmen and any transfer students that want to attend that. It's a great way to just get everybody together that's going to be a first-time mule and get acclimated to various policies, to the building, just to each other. It's typically organized by our guidance department with Miss Robson and Miss August, and they do just a fine, fine job with that.
Okay, and then the Chromebooks, how's the distribution?
Everything's going very well, according to Mr. Leasty, and we'll start distributing those at Mule Mania. Freshmen
get theirs first.
Yes, freshmen will get theirs on Mule Mania, and then part of that opening day on the 19th, one of the segments for the sophomores, juniors, and seniors will be a Chromebook introduction, and they will get those on that day.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So is there any apprehension among the teachers about the Chromebooks?
Not really. Obviously, it's going to be a big change for us. We did a couple of Google workshops early on in the summer, and actually on Monday and Tuesday, several of our teachers are going to be in the building doing some more Google workshops just as kind of a last-minute brush-up before we head into the school year.
So what all are students going to be doing on their Chromebooks? Testing?
I think you're going to see a wide variety of different things from class to class. I think the easiest that most people are going to say that you're going to have easy access to research. That's going to be the first and foremost, the easy thing that has been traditional. You'll have testing. You'll have homework. You'll have the ability to turn in that homework at various locations. It's not going to be real easy to lose your homework anymore, or my dog ate it type of
right.
deal. If your dog eats your Chromebook, that's one big honking dog, So those are going to be some things that we're going to see. And then the one big thing that I want to make fully aware of that a lot of people have asked me about, well, does this mean we're going to completely do away with textbooks? No, we are not completely doing away with textbooks. But there are so many different things in today's day and age that can supplement with those textbooks that we can use through various programs that those textbook companies have offered us, or just things that the teachers come up with on their own. Is it going to be painless? No, there's going to be problems, just like anything else that you try. But I think with the way we are in today's day and age, it's going to be a push into that modern millennial, that what those kids see and do on a daily basis. We've just got to keep up with the times, and so we're really excited about it. Like I said, it's going to be a change for a lot of people, but I think it's going to be a change for the better.
Okay. Is it going to make work for students easier if the student wants it to be easier?
I don't know that it's necessarily going to be easier, but the ability to access that and what we do is going to fit more in today's modern world.
Mm-hmm.
The days of sitting down and writing 50 vocabulary words over and over and over and over again have kind of gone by the wayside. There's still some need for that, but in reality, with the internet and the way that we have information available to us at such a quick and fast pace, we're hamstringing our kids by not allowing them to have that information.
Yeah.
To where when myself and you, we were going through school, it was, okay, if you needed to know a word or a vocabulary, it was look in the dictionary, and it was thumb through. And now what could have taken us, 10 minutes to write down two or three things, they can do it in a span of a minute or two.
Right.
And so we've got to keep up with those times.
Plus, they can turn in their homework when they get it done.
Yes. It's
immediately.
Yes, it's there. That would be probably the easiest, the quote-unquote easiest part for a lot of kids. They're going to have that. They're not going to be able to lose it as much. And some people might say, well, that's part of teaching them responsibility. Yes, it is. But also having a couple hundred dollar Chromebook carrying around is also a big responsibility. So I think there's a little bit of give and take with those things. And we're just really excited about where this is headed. Some of our grade schools have been doing this for quite a while, and they've seen success with it. And we feel like if we're not continuing that, we're taking a step back by those kids who are coming to us and not having the same technology and the same activities that they did when they were in the grade schools.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Bobby Wells, the assistant principal and athletic director at FCHS, and we'll talk more in just a few moments.
Hi, Mike Dreith here, and I just helped the Wayne County Humane Society by nominating it for free cat litter from catspride.com. I went to the website, gave them my email address, and nominated the shelter here in Fairfield. If you do the same, it'll help with one of the greatest needs in caring for cats at the shelter. It's simple, there's no obligation, it took me a minute. So go to catspride.com. Follow the prompt to the Wayne County Humane Society. It will help. Thank you.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Bobby Wells, the assistant vice principal or vice principal and athletic director at Fairfield Community High School. And Mule Mania is the 7th. What's the first football practice day?
First football practice is on the 12th. That's all of our practices open on the 12th. Golf will start us off with the first event on that Thursday. I believe it's the 15th.
Yes.
They have their first golf match, and so it'll be here before we know it. It'll be up and running. Meet the Mules is, of course, on the 23rd. That's the Friday before our first home football game, and the festivities with that will start around 5 o'clock.
Okay, and what have you got lined up for Meet the Mules night?
What we're going to do for Meet the Mules, of course, we're going to open the building like we have for the last several years. One thing that we are going to do this year as well, just because last year with us being under construction, a lot of people didn't get to see the interior, so we're going to even open up the press box and the concession stand and that area, and people can just go kind of tour that at their leisure and just see what we've got there. Again, we're going to kind of wait and see where we're at in terms of the football field and the thickness of the turf if we choose to have that scrimmage on that evening. More than likely, we're leaning actually to the football team going early at about 5:30 over on the practice field.
Okay.
And doing the announcements with them and everything that way, them and the cheerleaders on the practice field that evening, and then coming back inside for your tennis and your cross country as well as your volleyball scrimmage, kind of flipping the script a little bit this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, and there will be food available.
Yes. Mulebackers, last I talked to them, we're planning on doing some barbecue or doing some different things that way, and for some reason, if the Mulebackers don't end up doing that, the athletic department will. We will have food.
Somehow, some way,
we will have food, and people will eat, hopefully.
Okay.
And hopefully eat a lot.
All right. So you've had all the meetings with parents for sports, right?
Yes, we've had all of our athletic meetings, and if you were unable to attend that athletic meeting, I will be getting a hold of you at some point in time, and we'll be setting up something else. Also, all paper schedules will be available on the night of Meet the Mules, the nice big wall schedules, as well as the cardboard pocket schedules. Something else that we're going to have that you can check out with, we've been working on it the last couple of years as having a fully integrated athletic website, and the company that we've used over the last couple of years hasn't been the best in the world, so we broke away from them. So hopefully this coming Thursday up on the regular FCHS Mules website, you're going to be able to click an athletics link and get an all brand new website for everything from athletics to clubs, you name it, in between. And so it's going to be something that we're still finishing up with, but we're really, really excited about it, too, because that way, if you're a football parent, you can go click on football. You're going to have all of your busing information. You're going to have your game information. It's a place where Coach Townsend's going to be able to post some different information. You're going to be able to sign up for email and text as well on that. But also with that is we're doing that with clubs. So people who are involved in FFA, FBLA, those parents are going to have access to that information too as well. So keeping our fingers crossed that I'm going to have everything up and ready to go by this coming Thursday with that. It's been quite a chore. It's been a summer-long task, but we're getting there, and it's something that I think is going to be able just to give people a lot more information about our athletics and our activities.
Okay, you mentioned FFA. How about, so how proud were you when Lane Harvey got elected vice president state?
That is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Lane getting that opportunity, I'm just so proud of him, and he's one of those kids that it couldn't happen to a nicer kid either. You know, and a young man. He's not a kid by any means. He's truly a young man. And what he's done for our school and how he's represented our school in multiple facets, it's something not only our school district but our community should be very, very proud of. And I don't know that people truly understand how big of an accomplishment this is. I mean, Lane pretty much has to take a full year off of school to be working and doing this. Heck, they provided him with a car. This is a big time step, and this could really springboard him into doing something even much, much bigger if he chooses to do so. And we just can't be more pleased with this young man.
So now, is Lane going to be reporting back to the local FFA? through Kurt, or
he will still have connections to that, but he's going to be spending the biggest majority of his time in Springfield and working with various facets of the FFA and our state Congress. Is really what it comes down to. But knowing Lane, he's not going to be too big time to where he won't come back and see all of us little folk here in Fairfield, you know. But like I said, it's just a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I know he'll take this and run with it and make our community very, very proud.
Okay, we are talking to Bobby Wells from FCHS, and we will talk more in just a few moments. Stay tuned here to WFIW.
This is where some people try to hit capitalism, and they try to say capitalism removes this social welfare net. That's not capitalism that is responsible for it. It's selfishness. That's the problem. I think that when you are blessed through that, you bless other people, because that's what I think you're supposed to do. The reason that we are in the position that we are is because people don't do that. This is not something that you can mandate through the government. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Assistant Principal Bobby Wells and Athletic Director at FCHS. And so we've talked about sports. We've talked about the FFA. Let's talk about band and chorus. Band is going to be ready for opening day, right?
Yes, they're going to be ready for that first football game, ready to go. Mr. Livesay has had the kids out, and they've been working really hard the last couple of weeks, having a band camp of an evening. And in some days, they're pretty much going – for a lack of better terms, like the old football two-a-days. You know, they're out marching and playing. And big thank you to many of the individuals involved with that. Mr. Steve Prizer that comes in and helps with some of the marching, and some of the parents. I know that they've been providing like food and stuff for the kids between their sessions and things that way. But people don't realize the, you know, when the football players and the volleyball players and stuff are out in the heat and they're practicing and doing that, the band's doing the exact same thing, you know, except right. Several of them are carrying large drums on their chest and tubas and trombones and everything else. So, people think, oh, it's just marching band practice. No, it's pretty intense, and Mr. Livesay keeps it that way, right. You know, and I think that's also why we've seen such a improvement in our band over the last couple of years, and we're real excited to see where they're going to take us this year.
So Steve Prizer's come in with his military experience,
yes,
to teach them how to march.
Yes, a little bit. He's been doing that the last few years, helping out, and we've been very thankful for him. He's a good man and a good asset for Mr. Livesay to have.
Okay. What about the other clubs? They getting ready for signing up kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what be one of the first things that kind of gets going, and the kids will get the new freshmen and new incoming kids will get introduced to that at Mule Mania just a little bit, with all the different activities. Of course, back at the freshman orientation, some of those clubs were introduced to them as well. But FFA, of course, is very active through the summer months, so this is actually kind of following the fair and things like that. They're kind of taking a short break here, but they'll be back up and running right away, and FBLA and some of the clubs, I call them clubs, but not really clubs, connected but not connected with the FCHS, right, that we had this summer. Coach McArabi, he took a group of students kind of independently, but he does this every so often, to Iceland again,
right,
this summer, and that was a great success, and so a lot of those kids will be back and sharing those experiences with other kids, so when he decides to take another trip to Iceland, we'll have more kids, and Miss White has done that in the past, of course, with places like Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and things of that nature.
So do you get a report on what happened during the trip to Iceland?
Yes. Kids will come back, and they usually do a report to the board. And then a lot of times during a faculty meeting, they'll come back and talk to us a little bit. Or when this comes up again, when Coach Mack decides to take another trip, he'll have some of those kids who have already taken it kind of talk to the group of kids and just let them know exactly what's going on. And
mm-hmm.
It's always a really exciting thing. Any of the time that we can take our kids out. And then, of course, in the later spring and early April, our DC trip is always an excellent, excellent thing for our seniors.
Okay, so what was the biggest impact of the Iceland trip for the students? What did they think was the best part of going to Iceland?
The ones that I've talked to, the volcanoes. They didn't realize, you know, that, oh my gosh, this place has quite a few
volcanoes are still active today.
Yeah, see, you know, geysers and volcanoes and stuff like that. The ones that I've talked to, that was one of the things that kind of stood out to them, because they always kind of had the picture in their mind that a volcano was supposed to happen out like Hawaii and the Philippines and those areas, and some place called Iceland shouldn't have that type of stuff. And so that was one of the things that a couple of kids did talk to me about. I thought, oh, that's cool, pretty interesting. And of course, they got the local fare, the local food, and some of some of those different things.
What was the fare like? What was food?
They didn't really elaborate too much to me.
Did they like it?
Mixed reviews.
We'll put it
that way. A little bit of mixed reviews, but I know it was a good trip. The kids had a good time, very well behaved, which is always good as an administrator to hear. Even though they're technically not on school time, it's still always good to hear that our kids are acting the way that they're supposed to.
Okay, all right. The one thing I've heard about Iceland is the water tastes different because the water is so pure there.
Really?
That when you come back, you can't drink the water because it's completely different tasting.
Well, it's just like, you know, Wayne County. You go drink Wayne County water versus, you know, Jefferson County water. Right. It's not exactly the same.
All right. The one thing we've been looking forward to is the football cards, and they're not out yet.
They will be coming out on August 12th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And a variety of new businesses on there, according to Coach Townsend. I have not seen one yet.
Okay.
But it's still going to be a $10 card, the same as the way it is. But most of the new businesses that came into town, he did tell me last night that those businesses are on there. So.
Okay. Signed up to give a deal.
Yes.
Throughout the year.
Of some sort throughout the year, all the way till July 31st of 2020.
Oh, okay. So. All right. All right. And who do we contact if we don't know anything?
If you know a football player, go seek out a football player, or the football players will be seeking out you, I'm sure, because that is something that's the football team's biggest fundraiser, and they go out, and it helps with just to help supplement some of the gear and some of the nice sweatshirts and things that Coach Townsend always purchases for the kids. And so they'll be out over the next several weeks. I believe the full sales is going from the 12th to the 24th. So sometime between the 12th through the 24th, if a football player doesn't hit you up, call the high school, call Coach Townsend, and we'll make sure that you get a card somewhere or another.
All right. That sounds great. Bobby, thanks for being here.
Hey, not a problem, Tom. Always enjoy it.
Okay. That's going to do it for today here on the Community Connection.